All right. My name is Whitney Gordon Mead, and welcome to the Fibromyalgia Freedom Summit. Just want to say hello and a big congratulations to our listeners for your commitment to taking charge of your symptoms and taking back your life. You are in the right place, no matter how long you've been dealing with fibromyalgia. And it certainly can feel like something to deal with rather than live with. You are wise to be on this call, and we welcome you. I just want to give a few tips to help you make the most out of this interview. Number one, make sure you're in a distraction-free area so you can focus without interruption. Two, grab your notebook or your special summit workbook if you have the success kit, and a pen. And three, be sure to write down your biggest questions about fibromyalgia that relate to today's conversation. So if they aren't answered during the interview, you'll be ready to post them in our private Facebook group and get answers there. I can't wait to introduce you today to a woman who has healed herself of fibromyalgia and a host of other existing conditions and now experiences vivacious and vibrant health. She's going to speak to you on Freedom from Fibromyalgia, 7 Steps to Complete Recovery. And she will share the exact steps of her all-natural, fast, simple, easy, and predictable system she's developed. She's used this plan to recover from fibro, and she teaches others to recover too. She will uncover the surprising foods that help you heal and the ones not to worry so much about. And she will talk about what it takes for the long haul, complete health restoration. Our speaker today is Leah McCullough. Leah is a natural healing expert and international speaker. Affectionately known as the Fibro Lady, she is author of the critically acclaimed books Freedom from Fibromyalgia, 7 Steps to Complete Recovery, and Eat to Energize, Strategies and Recipes for Using the Number One Superfood for Energy. After spending 6 years nearly completely bedridden, she was able to quickly recover from the supposedly incurable condition of fibromyalgia and a number of other coexisting conditions, including chronic fatigue, depression, IBS, PTSD, migraines, morbid obesity, and infertility. She then went on to have a baby and now runs races, including the Air Force Half Marathon. Welcome, Leah. How are you today?
Thank you. Thank you, Whitney. I'm great. It's wonderful to be speaking with you.
I am so looking forward to hearing what you have to say today. Leah, yours is an inspiring story. Would you like to share it?
Well, Whitney, thank you. I would. I think my story is a lot like a lot of your listeners are going through. Fibromyalgia has been a part of my life for the last 30 years. I was sick for nearly 20 years. Now I've been recovered for over 9 years. In the last 6 years of my illness, I was in bed 12 to 16 hours a day. I was on Social Security disability. I had been in the Army. The Veterans Administration was part of my medical care, and they had basically written me off. They'd given me a comfortable chair and a laptop and said, okay, we've closed this part of your file, because I was written off. And I was only in my 30s, and to be given basically a life sentence as you're never going to get better, there's no hope, you're probably going to get worse, you're going to be on drugs the rest of your life, you know, to me that was completely intolerable. And I kept searching and searching, and I finally found some things that worked, and not only did they work, I got my whole life back, and I am so excited to share it with people. I've sunk all this time and money and everything into it to get the word out that recovery is not only possible, it's within reach.
Wow, that is amazing. I'm so happy for you. I mean, to get your life back like that after thinking that you never would, that's amazing. That's an incredible story. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you. I'm grateful every day that I'm here, and I'm grateful to be here talking to you today.
No, I don't doubt it. You've written a book called Freedom from Fibromyalgia, 7 Steps to Complete Recovery, and that's what you want to talk about today. So what is the first step to complete recovery?
Well, before I talk about the steps, I just wanted to let people know that when I wrote my book, I wrote everything I knew about recovery at that point in time, and then I thought about really hard how to make it into steps so that people could understand, like, do step one, step two, step three, make it easy for people to implement. Through brain fog and exhaustion, you know, so I know about that. So my first step is really thinking about how you think about your life. It's called Your Thoughts Matter, and this is the genesis of how I became well. I told you in the pre-interview that, you know, I've been in bed for about 6 years. I watched a lot of daytime TV. I was watching Oprah interview Jack Canfield, and I got really inspired because they talked about dream a big dream, dream an audacious idea. So my audacious idea was optimal health. Like, you know, that seemed to me like winning the lottery because, you know, at that point in time, if I'd won the lottery, there was not a lot I could do with the money. I mean, I was just trapped in my bedroom most of the time. So I started meditating and visualizing and praying about optimal health. I kind of created this imaginary place where I would go to in my brain, where I could move freely and I could dance and have all kinds of wonderful things happen in my life. And I did this every day pretty faithfully. And within 30 days, I had a dream. I was back at work, which may not sound very monumental to people, but I've been in bed for 6 years. There was nothing in my daily life that was going to trigger the, you know, I was back at work. And within 90 days, I met the practitioner who helped me recover. And within a year, every single aspect of my life had changed for the better. I was off all 12 prescription drugs. I was recovered from fibromyalgia. I was no longer had any symptoms. I'd lost about 70 pounds at that point, and to make matters even more interesting, a big dream of mine came true, a big surprise. At 41, I found out I was pregnant, and of course, 9 months later, I had a healthy, happy baby boy who's now almost 8 years old. So, and what's the wonderful part is I've actually been able to care for him and be the kind of mom I want to be because I have the energy and the health to do that. So step one was your thoughts matter, and it's really about adding feelings to your visualization, and it's all about attracting the people, places, and things you need to help you recover. And that's why I made it step one in the book.
That is a beautiful story. I mean, that just, wow. I don't know what else to say. I mean, what a beautiful share. Yeah. Well, okay, so that sounds doable. What's step two?
Well, the step two is what I call the missing link. It's fast, simple, and easy detoxification. Most detoxification methods that are out there on the market are rev up your systems of elimination, your colon, your liver, things like that. And there's, you know, we're all individual people. We all have our differences. The one thing I can say about everybody with fibromyalgia that I've been able to see is the digestive system on some level is damaged. So when you're revving up the organs of elimination, it's like revving up a broken engine, and it's only going to damage it further or create some issues. The detoxification I'm talking about is gentle. It bypasses the digestive system and goes through your lymphatic and circulatory system. It's a mineral called zeolite, and it acts like a magnet. It goes through your entire body, trapping toxins, is absorbed back into your digestive system, is eliminated through urine and feces within 24 hours. It's very gentle. It's very effective, and it's simple. It's a matter of taking, you know, supplements once or twice or three times a day. So it's pretty simple.
Okay. Well, simple is good. And you mentioned the mineral is zeolite.
See, yeah, that's its actual geological name. It sounds like a brand name, but its actual geological name is clinopteolite zeolite. And actually on my website, there's free information about how to choose a kind of a brand of zeolite. I get mine from ripplesalshop.com, and they have detox kits and things there. But that's half of step three, which is the healing cleanse, which is to add in a therapeutic-grade probiotic. So the two supplements together, the zeolite and the therapeutic-grade supplements, I say work synergistically. So instead of 1 plus 1 equals 2, it's 1 plus 1 equals 5. And that's what got me out of bed. I started with the zeolite, added the therapeutic-grade probiotic, which not all probiotics on the market are therapeutic-grade. There's some specifications. They need to have a lot of different microbial types, and they need to be colonizing, which is seems like to be like a the big factor. It's hard to find a probiotic that actually colonizes. There's only three or four brands that I'm aware of on the market. But anyway,
those two
together got me out of bed. I mean, within 3 weeks, I thought I was cured. I wasn't. I had a long way to go. But that's what a dramatic difference it makes. And with the people I work with, we see results anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 months. We start to see results. So, you know, everybody's unique and an individual, but that's what the continuum is about what we see.
All right. So this process doesn't sound that difficult yet. I don't know if it's going to get difficult that's even more wonderful. Okay. So we've got three steps down. What's step four?
Step four is nourish deeply. And in my research, I found out about a guy who went around the world back in the 1930s and looked at foods of traditional peoples, and he contrasted that to he would look at the same genetic group, but they were eating foods of modern commerce, which is like white flour and white sugar and things like that. And he saw dramatic differences in the health of the two populations, even though they were of the same genetic makeup. So, for example, he went to Alaska, where the Eskimos are, and there was, you know, he would look at a group that it took them 3 days by canoe to get to them. So they were only eating food available in their local area. And then compared to that, to a tribe that was lived on a logging road, and they had jams and jellies and white bread and things like that. And he saw, you know, in one generation, things like cavities. In the second generation, he saw things like problems with, crooked teeth and bone deformations and things like that. And then the third generation, he saw even worse things. And he found that the people who were the most isolated, the longest from the modern foods, had the worst outcomes when they were finally exposed to these foods. And so when I talk about nourish deeply, I'm talking about foods that are very traditional and are not mainstream at all. Lots of fat, lots of nutrition, and meat. It's not plant-based. But it works, and it's people are getting better quickly.
Wow. So you actually don't recommend a plant-based diet?
No. Well, okay. I don't know how to recover from a plant-based diet. I'm not saying it's not possible. I don't know how to do it. If somebody does know how to do it, you know, please publish your work, because I have people who can't eat meat for whatever reason. Sometimes it's a moral thing, a religious thing. Sometimes it's just, you know, they just can't stomach it for whatever reason. And sometimes it's just, you know, a choice. But I'm not aware of how to do it. And I don't say it can't be done, but I'm just not aware of it.
Okay. All right. But so you're saying traditional foods work. That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, traditional foods. It's traditional healing foods. And I've got them listed. And I guess in a few minutes we're going to talk about five surprising foods. to help you heal.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. So after Nourish Deeply, what would we be doing?
Well, step five is no new damage. So that's looking at environmental toxins. People with fibromyalgia tend to hold on to toxins. Almost every alternative practitioner that I've run across seems to think that people with fibromyalgia are in toxic overload. So we don't want to add any more. That's why you see people with fibromyalgia having reactions to perfume, like at the mall and things like that. These things are actually pretty toxic to normal people, but they don't maybe feel them as much as people with fibromyalgia. It's like we're the canaries in the coal mine, and we have a lower tolerance for things. And I'll just go through the other two steps if you want.
Yes, that would be great. Thank
you. Step six is restorative sleep. And now all these things are not so possible without the healing cleanse, that two-part. But we talk about how to learn how to get deep sleep again. And I think of fibromyalgia as a spiral. So you're either spiraling down or you're spiraling up. There's no steady as she goes. So once people start the healing cleanse, a lot of times they start sleeping better. And when they start sleeping better, they start to deeply and profoundly start to heal. So we spend some time on sleep hygiene and some supplements and controlling your thoughts and things like that to help you maximize your sleep time. And then the last step is exercise with a question mark. I think if someone is very highly symptomatic of fibromyalgia, that exercise is not always appropriate, and that is once again against mainstream advice for fibromyalgia. I've seen where exercise is actually quite detrimental to people, and they're guilted into it because the doctor says, oh, you have to exercise. If you exercise, you feel better. Well, I think if someone has a mild case, that is probably true, but in the more severe cases or in a situation of flare, I don't think that's true, and I start people out with things they can do in bed, such as breathing and stretching and even more different things like earthing and sunbathing, just to start to get their bodies healing. And then anywhere from there to the continuum that they want to go for a run. So if they want to start walking and doing yoga and things like that. And it's just, for me, it's a common sense way to start exercising that's not going to damage you or throw you into a flare.
Well, that does make sense to me. So were you able to do exercise at first?
When I was very symptomatic, no, I couldn't. I had to choose a lot of times between making something to eat or bathing. I was in bed most of 6 years. So I just, going for a walk was a really big deal. Getting out, getting dressed, getting up, going out of the house to a doctor's appointment was a huge deal for me. Like, that was wiped me out. But when I'm discussing the symptoms of fibromyalgia to people that don't have it, it really sounds like I'm exaggerating. Because it's so horrible. The fatigue is crushing. The pain is excruciating. The sleep is non-existent. And when it happens, it's like, it's not restful. And a lot of people just cannot wrap their heads around how horrible it is.
Well, I think that's one of the main problems with, even with doctors, a lot of doctors who are just not as familiar with fibromyalgia, they have no concept of what you're dealing with.
No.
No.
They don't. And it's, I get asked this all the time, like, why don't doctors understand or whatever. And what I listen to doctors in different fields, like gynecology or obstetrics or orthopedics or just any kind of doctor going. And a lot of them don't understand about what's going on, about a lot of different conditions. And I think what it is that basically the most doctors are probably pretty nice people, but they're not people, and they don't have a lot of the empathetic social skills that other people and other professions have. And I think maybe that's why they say and do some off things with people. And you know, they're frustrated too. Weirdly, when I give lectures to all kinds of healing professionals, including doctors, on this method, and they're very happy that this makes sense to them, and they're really happy that somebody's doing something to help people with fibromyalgia, because in their paradigm, there's not a lot to do to help people.
Right, right. No, that's absolutely true. They feel they're just confused, lost and confused, I think.
I'm
curious. Within the 7 steps that you talk about, where was it that you were finally able to stop taking your medications?
Well, I actually wrote down how I did it in an appendix of separate from the 7 steps. But as I went along, after I was doing the healing cleanse for about 3 months, one day I took my afternoon pain pill. I took my pain pill 3 times a day, pretty religiously, because if I didn't, it was all hell, right? So one day I took my afternoon pain pill and I became a little loopy. And I was like, oh, that's, because usually I was just stone cold sober because it barely took the edge off the pain. And then the next day that happened too. I got a little loopy. And so I made an appointment with the doctor. First I tried to actually kind of wean myself off the medication myself. And my body had grown dependent, physically dependent on these narcotic painkillers. And so it was kind of a disaster. So I went to the doctor and I'm like, hey, I'm getting loopy when I take my pill. I think I need to take less, but I don't know how to go about doing it. So I worked with him, and the first plan actually didn't even work. So the second plan worked, but it was super slow. It was kind of frustrating, but I was able to come off all the medication pretty quickly, like within 2 months, except for the sleeping pills. I thought the pain pills would be the hardest thing to come off of, but it was the sleeping pills, and the sleeping pills took an additional, I think, 3 months to come off. And then from the start to the end, it was 7 months. I was off all the medication. And then 3 months after that, you know, I had 3 months of no medication at all. That's when I became pregnant. So that was a victory for me.
That sounds like it could be a victory for all of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, who have fibromyalgia. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing that. What are the foods, the surprising foods, that help you heal?
Well, in my book, you know, I go over all the foods. I go through recipes. I'd say a third of the book is nutrition, because it's really important. And what I want to stress to people, though, is do the healing cleanse first, start to feel better, and then focus on the food. Don't worry about the food so much, especially if you're to the point where, like, zapping something in the microwave is about all you can handle. So don't worry about that so much. But I wrote an article for the National Fibromyalgia Association's magazine about a year ago, the top 5 foods for healing. The number 1 food for healing is homemade chicken broth, eggs, butter and or coconut oil, liver, and raw sauerkraut. And these are all traditional foods and traditional fats, and these are all super healing, and they have a lot of nutrition in them. Now, there's a couple more. I have 11 on my list altogether in my book, but those are the top 5, and those are actually pretty easy to implement. The liver, people might think it's a challenge, but you can get liver in capsules, dehydrated in capsules, and so you don't have to suffer the taste or the texture. I don't like liver either, but I like how it makes me feel.
Yeah.
I get a lot of energy from it. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
people
really?
Are like,
okay.
What?
Yeah, really. Well, I'm not a liver fan either, and I'm also not a raw sauerkraut fan. So,
well, you know, they have them in different flavors now. There's a company out of Cincinnati, Ohio, called the Fab Ferment, and they ship all over the country, and they sell in Whole Foods. They have stuff with like garlic in it. Oh my gosh, it is really yummy. And they have there's a place in Cleveland, Ohio, that sells in grocery stores called Cleveland Kraut, and they have stuff with beets in it, and it. It's very refreshing, and you just need a little bit, like a teaspoonful. It's not like you have to eat a whole plate of sauerkraut. That would, you know, and it's raw sauerkraut, not the stuff that, like, my grandma cooked up and served with hot dogs and stuff when I was a kid. That stuff, I don't like it. But the raw sauerkraut is actually pretty yummy.
Really? Okay. I'll take your word for it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's full of probiotics and full of vitamins. It increases the vitamin content of the plant material by 10 times. So if your cabbage is high in vitamin C, if it's raw sauerkraut, it has 10 times the vitamin C in it. That's how a lot of these traditional cultures would survive over the winter without fresh fruits and vegetables. They ate things like raw sauerkraut.
All right, well, I have to look at that again then. Definitely have to look at that again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the insight on that.
Yeah.
What would you say, so what would you say the foods that we should not worry so much about would be?
Well, everybody asked me, you know, do I have to give up gluten? And I said, well, it depends. I mean, the thing is that this lady named Sally Fallon, she started the Weston A. Price Foundation. Weston A. Price was the dentist that went around in the 1930s cataloging what all these people ate that I mentioned earlier. She added to his work. She noticed that the traditional cultures, whenever they ate grains or nuts or beans or anything of that, seeds, anything of that nature, they always soaked them, sprouted them, or soured them before they ate them. So you ever heard of sourdough bread, or like Ezekiel bread is soaked? All these things that are a seed, start life as a seed, have something in them called phytic acid, which is an anti-nutrient. So if you eat it, you take nutrition out of your body. Most of the breads, most of the things made with wheat in the United States are not soaked, soured, or sprouted. Unless you buy Ezekiel bread or sourdough bread, or bread made with sprouted grains, so try that, or you can try going gluten free for a month and see how you feel, and then slowly add it back in. But gluten is one of those things. People are like, oh, do I have to give up this or have to give up that? Giving up different foods. I don't think you can eat your way or exercise your way out of fibromyalgia. I think it's got to be a combination of things. And I haven't seen that many people who've been able to successfully just change their diet and recover. That being said, the wheat here in the United States is pretty problematic if it's not organic and if it's not soaked, sprouted, or soured. The other thing is grains in general. They should be that way. And another food is sugar. I think sugar is a big problem for people with fibromyalgia, and that's the one, probably the number one cause of pain is toxins and sugar and fibromyalgia. But here's the deal. You don't have to really focus on that at the first. You can try it, but a probiotic will go a long way to help with sugar cravings. And part of the healing cleanse, half of it is a therapeutic-grade probiotic. So they'll be very helpful if you wanted to cut down or eliminate sugar. So there's some
great
people are always worried about, they don't have much to look forward in life. Now you're taking away my food. And I'm like, well, most of my clients, what I do is I add food to their diet before I take anything away.
Okay. That's nice of you. No, I mean, because I know I love my sugar, so that would be hard to let go of. So what does
it
take for the long...
Well, I think that if you feel the difference, yeah. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. You were saying I would feel a difference?
Well, if people feel a difference, then they're more likely to stick with it. And I have this thing called the feedback mechanism. So if you eliminate something out of your diet for a while, like say 2 weeks, you don't have to be a whole month, for 2 weeks, for example, and then you add it back in and you see how it affects you, then your feedback mechanism is on board and you can judge then. When I was sick with fibromyalgia, I felt bad all the time, didn't matter what I ate or didn't eat because I always felt bad. When I eliminated sugar for 30 days at one point, and this is back when I was quite symptomatic, and frankly, I white-knuckled it, getting rid of the sugar. But I did it, and it helped my pain, you know, by maybe 30%. But, and my, you know, my prescription medications worked better, but I didn't recover because of that. You know, it was just a part of it. So, I live in the world. There's sugar in food that you wouldn't even think there's sugar in. I bought some stuffing mix at Trader Joe's for Thanksgiving one year, and it had sugar in the stuffing mix. I couldn't believe
it. That's crazy.
So there's sugar in stuff that I had blue cheese dressing at a restaurant, and there was sugar in that. And I was like, you know, so, you know, you can't say I am allergic to sugar because you'll never be able to eat out ever again. And, you know, it's just,
right. So you just have to do what you can.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay.
And the nice thing about this program is that the longer somebody's doing it, the more resilient they become. So if they do get slips in sugar or slips in this or that or have to walk into a room that's full of perfume, they're not going to get as sick probably as they would have in the past.
That's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does it take for the long haul for complete health restoration?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that because I've thought about that a lot, and I think the big difference for me was that the practitioner I worked with, her and I became friends, and we also did some business projects together. And I had access to her for months and months and months. We had casual conversations and I'd bring up this, that, or questions. And I think a big reason I had so much success to the point of complete health restoration was that I had her support. We had a very casual relationship. I could call her up, ask her stuff. It wasn't, you know, it was kind of, we accidentally figured that out, right? Where the people I see getting the best results with my method are people who are in a coaching relationship with me. So I've kind of replicated that relationship I had with my therapist or practitioner and made it more formal, and actually it works a lot faster and works a lot more efficiently. And so we have a group coaching and individual coaching programs, and they're available. Information's available on my website. It's thefibrolady.com. If you click on shop, it has information on those. But we're starting a new group coaching program in July. You can join at any time, but we're kind of doing some special pricing and stuff in July because for 6 months, we talk about one subject a month for 6 months, and we go basically through the 7 steps in my book. So the last one is exercise, because by the time you've done all the other steps, you're probably ready to start exercising. And then the first one we start with is the healing cleanse, because a lot of people have questions about getting started on that. So we're going to be starting that in July, but people can join at any time.
Great. So is that all that's happening in July, or do you have other things going on in the future?
Well, I am an international speaker, and a lot of times I speak at conferences where people are different types of healers are getting continuing education credits, and I teach. I'm going to be releasing in this fall, late fall, I'm going to be releasing a professional certification course so people can actually go to my website and find a practitioner near them to help them through this, so that, or, you know, we also have coaching too. And then I'm actually pursuing my black belt in martial arts. So that's what I'm doing in my personal life.
Wow. Wow. That's a big wow.
I am a bad man of Gamma.
Yeah, you are. I'm impressed. Very impressed.
Yeah.
That's something I would like to do.
I am so far out of my comfort zone with that.
Well, I think I love getting out of my comfort zone, so I think that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
the first time I did a forward roll, it's kind of like a somersault. I said, this is the first time I've done a somersault on purpose in like 30 years, maybe longer.
Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last time I did one of those. I may have to try that later.
Yeah.
So this is really great information. I think it's going to really benefit a lot of people. Now, I know you have a special gift for today. Would you like to tell us about it?
Well, at the beginning of the interview, I talked about seeing that Oprah and Jack Canfield interview and the audacious idea of optimal health. I developed a guided meditation recording where I walk people through this world where they have optimal health. And it's easy and nice because you can go through this already set up formula and then you can concentrate on the feelings. And the feelings are the mojo in this whole situation. They are the magnet that attracts what you need. So the feelings are the juice behind this. So I've never given away my guided meditation MP3 to anybody ever. I'm doing this special for your group. It's going to be absolutely free. And here's the website to go to. Go to www.fibrolady.com, fibrolady.com/free MP3. So FREEMP3. So fibrolady.com/free MP3. And you'll get your copy of the Optimal Health Guided Meditation MP3. And that's a $20 value. I sell it on my website all day long. And we also sell the CDs, printed up CDs. We sell those and people buy them all the time. But for you guys, I'm so dedicated to getting this information out and getting people started going down the road of recovery. And like I was saying earlier, it's not only possible, it's within reach.
Wow. That is so generous of you, Leah. Thank you. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
And the link for Leah's free Optimal Health Guided Meditation MP3 will also be posted in the Fibromyalgia Freedom Facebook group. So make sure to look for it there if you don't get it right this time.
Right.
I'd like to just recap what Leah told us, as this is just such valuable information, and I want to make sure that you guys get it. First of all, she shared her secrets about how to recover from fibromyalgia, and those secrets are simple, and I think it's something that anybody can do. From guarding your thoughts and doing your visualization, which of course the free gift will help with, to the fast, simple, easy detox and the healing cleanse. And then, of course, your traditional foods, nourishing deeply, and, helping to get rid of that those environmental toxins, and then restorative sleep, of course, and exercise if it's appropriate. I think that, that would be a great way to start in your healing. She also uncovered the surprising foods that help you heal. I know we talked about homemade chicken broth, eggs, butter, coconut oil, liver, and raw sauerkraut, which I'm going to try. And she taught you about what it takes for the long haul. She talked about coaching and having, you know, some type of support system, which is very important. All this information is just so valuable. I encourage you to go check out Leah's free gift. You know, take a journey with Leah to discover your optimal health. This is just such a great next step and will really help you to heal your body. Now is the time to go to the Fibromyalgia Freedom Facebook group, where we will be posting the link for you to claim your free gift of the Optimal Health Guided Meditation MP3 from Leah. And if you have questions that were not answered during the interview, post those in the Facebook group as well. And remember to tag Leah McCullough. This will make it much easier for her to find the question. I want to invite you to write down your biggest takeaway from today's conversation and post this in the Facebook group as well. By writing this down and sharing it with the community, you anchor it in even more, and you can also inspire each other. Also, stay tuned for the email with tomorrow's interview information. And I want to thank you, Leah. I really enjoyed talking with you today. It was really an eye-opening experience.
Thank you, Whitney. I was choking now. Thank you, Whitney.
Yeah. And I hope to hear more about what you're doing in the future. I think that's wonderful. So you have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.